Oh, hey, friends. Welcome back to Say What She She the podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about The Real Housewives of Atlanta, one of my favorites in the franchise. It's so good and so funny. We are jumping in. I know it's mid-season-ish, but I couldn't wait to get back. I didn't want to start from the beginning. So I just thought, hey, let's just jump in and we can do a quick catch-up. So if you're not watching, here is kind of a synopsis of each person and about where we are in the show. So we're going to start with Drew Sidora. She's doing this whole drop it with Drew thing in the gym. It's pretty funny though because she had a mommy makeover, so the girls are kind of giving her some crap about that, saying, "Hey, how are you doing this drop it with Drew? You're supposed to be losing all this weight, but you kind of cheated and did the mommy makeover." Also, there was a lot of shade with whoever the editing crew is with this because Drew said, I believe she said that she lost 20 to 25 pounds and they did a before and after and they look pretty much the same. So that was pretty hilarious. The group does question how real this business is, kind of came out of nowhere. And when she tries to explain, no one gets it. And Ralph is still being Ralph and he has this assistant, or he had this assistant, where the conversations got pretty inappropriate on the phone or via text, and Drew saw some things. He is gaslighting her all of the time. He is really good, well, not to us, but to Drew, he is really good at manipulating the situation and making her feel crazy and making her feel like she's reading too much into it. And he blames everything on just being a man. That is his excuse, and pretty much he sucks. In a nutshell, I don't know about this, Ralph, and I really hope Drew opens up her eyes and gets out of there. He doesn't seem like he's 100% for her or with her or in this marriage. Next, we go to Marlo Thomas. Marlo has always been a friend of, but she is now on the show. She got her peach. She has a business. I'm not sure if it's new or not, but it's called La Archive or something like that, but she spells it wrong, and the girls give her crap about that as well. So this business is where she rents out her clothing line, or I'm sorry, her personal clothing to famous people, and it's kind of weird, or not, I don't want to say it's weird, but it's different because she literally has, it's her clothes, so it's one size of one thing. So if you're not her size, and you know, how does this work? How do you make money? Ask Candy, always wants to know. How do you make money from this? Like I was saying, it's a good concept, but it's just a little odd. So hopefully that works for her. One of her big storylines this year is she is a Muntie, which is a mom slash auntie. Her sister has some mental health issues, and it is right now she is incarcerated, so she has custody of her two nephews who are just so cute. They are adorable little guys, and they seem like they're very well-mannered, well-spoken children. So kudos to whomever has been raising them all of this time. And I really see Marlo in a different light when I see her with her nephews because she seems so real and she seems like she understands the struggle because she talks about how her sister is, I believe she's on drugs, and Marlo grew up and obviously with her sister as well in that life. So she really wants to make a better life for her nephews. Bless her heart for that. But in true Marlo fashion, she is stirring up trouble everywhere she goes. So you kind of get two sides of Marlo now. You get the sweet, loving mommy type, and then you get, you know, messy Marlo. I think that's what we're gonna call her. That's gonna stick. Now we'll go to Kenya Moore. She's not with Mark anymore, but she does want him to be a dad to Brooklyn. To me, he doesn't seem too interested, but you know, we don't get a whole lot of Mark. He doesn't like to be on TV. And something that stuck out to me so far for Kenya is she had this tea party for Brooklyn's birthday. P.S. Brooklyn is adorable. She played this game called, I believe it was called Spill the Tea or something like that. And she had this at her child's birthday party. I think Brooklyn's probably like 3 years old-ish. It started all kinds of arguments. It's just, she called it shady tea, and it just wasn't a good idea for a kid's birthday party. That was a pretty good episode. You should go back and watch that one. There's a fight going on right now, presently, with Kenya about not being there for Sheree because she was in full glam when she needed to be at some little party Marlo was throwing for Sheree. But to Kenya's defense, she said, "Hey, I tried to come. I was in full glam because my intention was to come, but I just didn't feel good. Spoke with the doctor, and the doctor said I shouldn't go." So that's why she looked beautiful when she answered the phone saying that she was sick and would not be able to make it. Side note, I've never been a fan of Kenya. She's always just been messy and evil to me, but I'm seeing another side of Kenya this year, and shame on these women for making me side with Kenya. Well, I don't want to say shame on because, she seems to really be turning over a new leaf, and I don't know if it's from being a mommy or whatever it is, but I'm liking what Kenya is putting down this season. Next, we'll go to Sheree Whitfield. She's a vet, so to speak. I don't want to really say vet because that kind of gives the, old status. But she started at the beginning and she's been here and there and now she's back. And gosh, she is beautiful, isn't she? Her wig game is on point. Her hair is always flawless, except for that confessional where she has the really high ponytail and she's all black. People are saying she looks like Elvira. I don't want to say that. I don't want to put that into the universe, but there it is. It's out in the universe. But other than that look, she looked amazing. So her storyline basically is getting She by Sheree up and running still. Hey, you do what you have to do. We finally got Chateau Sheree up and going. The house is insane. It's beautiful. She's doing something right. If it takes 30 years for her to do something, hey, when she presents it, it is everything. So you do you. Because that She by Sheree, that logo, that looks good. I think I'm gonna need some of that merch. Anywho, she is dating Tyrone the Prisoner. Yes, we got a little bit of a Love After Lockup tie-in here. A little crossover action for you. So she's with this Tyrone, who I believe we have seen his face on FaceTime, but she's been dealing with him for a long time, and now he's out of jail and lives in Philly. She is all in with him. But one of the last few episodes, she went all the way to Philly to meet him for lunch and visit with him, and he did not show up. Typical Love After Lockup type of thing, right? Hopefully, she gets rid of him and gets somebody that she can see and be with, and somebody that she deserves because she seems like a pretty cool chick. Next, we have Sonya Ross. She is an Olympic gold medalist. She is new to the Real Housewives game. This is her first season. I go back and forth with Sonya. Sometimes I like her. Sometimes I'm like, eh. I love the Jamaican accent and twist that we're getting, here and there. I find it so hilarious that her accent goes in and out. I get it. It's around about your surroundings and who you're with. I totally get it and I love it. I know a lot of people are like, how come she jumps in and out of the accent? I'm here for it. I love it. And I love when her mom is on screen and they're, getting into their Jamaican vibe. Then we have our good friend Candy. I think I'll always be a Candy fan. I just love her. I just always have. Of course, she's still doing all of her businesses, doing her thing. I mean, the girl is, gosh, she's got to be like top five on Forbes, right? She's making all the money. She's doing her theater thing. Todd is still Todd. She loves him. That's all we can really say about that. Todd wants her home more. He does have a condo in Jersey that Candy wants nothing to do with because he had that property with another woman. So I completely get that. I understand that. But he says that he wants the property so that he can leave it to his kids. And also, when they're in New York and everything, they'll always have a place to be or a place to live. And she says stuff like, well, if I'm in New York, I want to be in New York, not have to travel to Jersey to go home. I feel that. And when you got that Candy money, you don't need a home in Jersey if you're in New York. Okay, so let's just jump into the episode, shall we? So we start with the show with Brooklyn and Kenya. God, that Brooklyn is so cute. She's saying her days of the week, but she cannot finish saying her days of the week because she is eating. That little girl, she should be my kid. She is speaking to my heart. I love that. She said, I can't finish the days of the week because I'm eating. Here for that. Then we cut over to Drop It with Drew at the gym. She's talking to her business partner about throwing a party, basically to show all of the women that it is a real business and that they are changing lives. Next, we go to Sonya, who's talking to her sister. I didn't catch if her name was Shani or Sherry. But anyway, she's talking to her about how Ross, her husband, wants to have another kid. The sister, we're just gonna go ahead and call her Sherry. She doesn't want her to have another kid either. Sonya doesn't want to, just because it's difficult with their son Deuce now. Ross wants another kid, but he's not home a lot because he is a retired sports guy. I don't know what sport it is, and you can see I know a whole lot about sports. But they're starting a new business, or they've started a new business, but they're growing it in Atlanta now. Some chauffeur business. So he's starting that and, kind of getting that up and going in Atlanta, but wants another kid. And she sees it as just another job for her to do by herself since he's not home a lot. I've kind of got a little bit of a theory on why she doesn't want another kid, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay, now we are talking to Sheree, Marlo, and Candy go to some sauna workout list workout type of thing. Side note, Marlo looks amazing in that swimsuit. It's like a halter swimsuit on one side and then his sleeve, the full sleeve on the other side. It's so cute. She looks so good. Candy says she can't get into the sauna because she has somewhere to go and she can't mess up her hair. Black girl problems. I totally feel that. There have been many a pool parties I went to and did not get in the water because I can't get my hair wet. Why do you ask? Why can't we get our hair wet? And why don't we get in the sauna? Because our hair completely like gets thick and unmanageable, and it's a whole process to make our hair look the way it does. So we don't want any heat on it, and we don't want to get it wet unless it's already planned for. Sheree and Marlo discuss Candy's friendship issues. They both say that Candy is not a good friend and that they give more to the friendship than Candy does. And Candy's like surprised about it. She says that she matches energy. Whatever you give to her, she gives back. So I have mixed feelings about Marlo and this issue because at the very beginning of the season, Marlo says that Candy was the only person who was there for her and her nephews, and she's the only one who called to check on them, just be a good friend to them. And now she's saying that Candy isn't a good friend. So I'm really not understanding where Marlo's coming from. And again, this kind of goes, feeds into my, I just don't know where I am with Marlo. So Candy gets upset and she does her little crying thing where when you know that she's really getting frustrated, and she even says, like, I'm getting so mad. Stop, stop. I'm getting so mad, basically. And they're not really listening to her, but they kind of come at the end and say, hey, we're not trying to attack you. Like Sheree says, she said that she wasn't expecting Candy to get upset about it or to throw a fit about it, but I get Candy. You don't see them reaching out to Candy just to see how things are going. But again, of course, we don't see everything, but I can see where Candy is coming from. Next, we go to Sonya and her mom. They're in the kitchen making dinner for Ross because Sonya needs to have the conversation with him about her apprehension about having another child. So this is where we're going to kind of talk about Deuce, her son. I think he's probably about 3, 4, 5, maybe years old. To take a step back, mom is in the kitchen cooking with Sonya because she doesn't cook much. She is frying the salmon, which is one of my most favorite things. Found it so funny that Sonya said that you don't season the bottom of the salmon because it just falls off anyway, that skin part. That told me right there that she doesn't know how to cook because that's the best part of the salmon. So Deuce walks in and demands food. And I mean demands food. He says, I want food right now. And my parenting style is a little different than Sonya's. I'm not saying that hers is wrong, but mine is right. Just teasing. But Sonya just kind of lets him say that. And she says, okay, 10 minutes, I'll get it together. And he's hitting her in the butt while she's talking. And it kind of really, it made me really see why she doesn't want to have another kid. It's because she doesn't have any control over him. Bless her heart. Her style is just different. She takes more of the kind mom, listen to the kid approach. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that, but you have to have boundaries and you have to be firm and you have to have consequences and you have to follow through. As mean as that may sound, kids thrive off of that. They need that. They really and truly need that. And so I think that's why she doesn't want to have another kid, because she can't handle Deuce, as cute as he is. Kids are a lot of work, and if you don't have, those boundaries and expectations, they're going to walk all over you and they're going to be wild and they're going to do these things in public, which is so embarrassing. And that brings me to Brooklyn's birthday party when all of the kids could sit and do their thing. And she was getting so frustrated because Deuce would not sit down. And if I remember right, she threatened to call daddy. And gosh, you got to have your own discipline, and you have to have that relationship with your kid. So to me, to bring it all together, I think that's why she doesn't want to have another kid, because she needs Ross to be the disciplinary person, and he's not there to do that. But you both have to share that responsibility. And that's just my thoughts on it. I'm not saying she's a bad mom, because I don't think she's a bad mom, but I do think she needs to be a little more firm and needs to make sure that he is more well-behaved. She just has to set some expectations and consequences and follow through. I also find it funny that her family lives in a house. I hope somebody in that house, her mother, her sister, someone is helping to discipline. And I hope that she sees these things and starts to do it, because it'll really make everybody's life more easier, including little Deuces. So to fast forward, they make this beautiful dinner for Ross. Ross comes in. She looks the part. Sonya has on a beautiful dress. They have dinner together, and she brings up about having a kid. And he basically says, he kind of says it is a deal breaker for me. Like, I want to have another kid. She says she doesn't want to. She gives her reasons why. I honestly get both sides. It is kind of hard because one spouse wants a kid and the other one doesn't. What do you do? Who is right? The problem is that you only have so much time to make a decision. She can't sit on this for the next 10, 15 years on do I have another child or not. Unfortunately, you know, those biological clocks are ticking. So more to come on that. Hopefully they can come to an agreement. So what I do see from them and this baby talk is, I know that some women or some people would even say that she should just go ahead and have the kid before it's too late, or it's because her husband wants. But she has to be in the right frame of mind to do that. She can't be just having a baby because it's what he wants. She has to want that, at, you know, in some capacity, because how she's feeling now is how she feels before hormones. Think about when she does get pregnant and how emotional you get. And gosh, that could really break their marriage. But just like he said, either way, it could break their marriage. So it'll be pretty interesting to see where we go with this one. I feel like we always have a I want a baby storyline in each season, but I feel like this one is just a little more unique, and it's probably just because of where they are already with the child that they have. So my question to you is it a deal breaker, or what is the fight when it comes to one person wanting another baby and the other doesn't? What is the right thing to do? It's pretty difficult. I think both people have to want to have the baby. You can't just have a baby because to save a marriage or to appease the other person. You both have to want it. How do you make that decision? Who wins? Who doesn't win? Is it a compromising situation? In 2 years, I'll do it. And then, or in 2 years, we talk about it again. And if I'm not there, then we talk about going our separate way, or we'll see, you know, what happens in 2 years. We should talk about that one. Shreya is talking to her new business manager about She by Shreya. After all of these years, she has been doing this She by Shreya by herself. So I believe it was Marlo. Somebody told her that she needed to get some help, and she did. I just want to point out here that Shreya is the queen of angles. Every time she is FaceTiming, she got her angle on point. She makes herself look good in the best of light, and I am here for it. We all need to be on point with our FaceTime and our picture game, because I know I'm pretty good with my angles too when I'm taking my pictures. You know, you just got to make sure everything's sitting where it's supposed to. We also need to give her some appreciation for her wig game, because man, her hair is amazing in just about every shot that we see her in. She's talking about how everyone is waiting for She by Sheree, but to me, it's not everybody's waiting for this because they want to buy it. They just want to see if it's ever going to happen. It's been forever. I'm hoping that it does happen because, like I said, that logo, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was pretty cute. Give me all the She by Sheree stuff. So now we go to Marlo's with her nephews, Michael and William. They're cleaning and not happy about it. Marlo talks about the issues with her sister, their mother. She tells them that she talked to their big sister, and she may go visit their mom. The boys are just kind of fussing about cleaning, not really listening to a whole lot of what she's saying, but she is talking about leaving them her business, or if she does, would they take care of it? The younger one, without hesitation, says yes, so that makes her happy. Now we go to a candle making class with Candy, Kenya, and I believe her name is Monietta. I'm not sure how to say it. She's been in a couple of episodes recently on this season. I don't know if she was in previous ones. She may have been. But she's Candy's friend and also Neo's, the mother of some of his children. I'm not sure how many children he has, but she was with Neo, the singer. Side note, I took one of these classes in Chicago for a little date night with my husband, and it was really fun. Got to pick the scents and melt the wax and create your own candle. It was pretty cool. So I know that those classes can be pretty fun. Although this lady who was helping or assisting Candy, Kenya, and Monietta seemed a little irritated because they were doing a lot of talking. And I get it. There's a room full of people and they're not listening. I get it. Okay, so Candy tells Kenya and Monietta about Monietta helping with Candy Cares, which is a program that gives family food. Then Kenya brings up Marlo being offended about Candy offering to donate her used clothing to Marlo's charity. So we got to chat about this a little bit. So a little bit of backstory is Marlo does have a charity and she was asking for donations, but brand new donations. And she said it's because when she was coming up and she had to get things from charity, she used to get, secondhand things and it basically embarrassed her. But Candy said, my things are sometimes they're new, sometimes they've been worn once. Like, I got good stuff. I mean, and I feel that if Candy's giving it away, it's more than likely great stuff in great condition, and she'll probably give some money too. So, unbelievable. I was so thrown off by Marlo saying that. If it's seriously a charity, these people, the recipients, are going to be so grateful for whatever it is. And a lot of times, the people in the charities or the people who are receiving these things, they wear things until it falls apart a lot and then they get rid of it and move on to the next thing. Sometimes they don't even care what it is, it's just clothing on their back. So, shame on Marlo for, giving Candy crap about that. That's really too bad. It's another one of those things where it's just like, God, I don't know what direction I'm going with Marlo. Then Kenya and Candy start arguing about the past sexual stuff, blah, blah, blah. It's always a thing. Kenya's a little prude now, I will say. She hasn't always been, but things have changed. Candy, or I'm sorry, Kenya has changed, and I don't know that that's a bad thing. If this isn't where she is now, then this isn't where she is. But, Candy is Candy. She's unchanged in that aspect, so let Candy do her. I mean, she's making tons of money with bedroom candy, so let it happen. So, do we think Monietta is trying to get a peach? She's appearing on a whole lot of episodes now, or a lot of segments now, and she's talking, and we're getting her outfit, her vibe. We're finding out all the things about Monietta. So, I wonder if she's making her way to get her peach, and I wonder if it'll take as long as Marlo. All right, now we are back at the gym with Drop It with Drew, and all of the ladies have come and some of the husbands. They're joining to see what she does and get their workout on. They all weigh in, which I am not okay with. Do not announce how much I weigh. That is a very sensitive subject for me and probably a lot of other people. And they are just announcing it all loud and proud. And I was just like, no, ma'am, I don't want anything to do with that. Sonya does show up for Drew, even though they're beefing, and Sonya had uninvited Drew to, I believe, two events. So she invited her and then took away the invitation like right before it. But it is what it is. I just don't get Sonya and what she's doing. She just seems all over the place. She's Drew's friend, then she's not. I still don't really understand why Sonya is so bothered by Drew. And see, you're making me stick up for Drew, and I don't want to stick up for her either. Like Drew, she's innocent, but she's just different. So Sonya, Marlo, and Sheree arrive together and see the huge sign with Drew's branding. Marlo, Queen of Shade, says that Drew printed a sign from FedEx, and I am cracking up. You can say what you want about Marlo, but those one-liners, she brings it. She walks by Candy and doesn't speak. Sheree brings all of the She Brides Sheree accessories. She says that they're coming soon. The editors are playing because they put subtitles on the bottom of the screen saying September, fall, spring. The shade of it all, honey. Sonya pulls Ralph away to talk to him about Ross. This didn't sit well with me for two reasons. One, you really don't deal with Drew anymore, so why are you talking to her husband? That's kind of out of bounds for me. Also, you don't need to touch my man to talk to him. If you notice, she had I think her right hand on his shoulder, and she's almost like, kind of rubbing his shoulder a little bit, like having a normal conversation, but it just didn't sit well with me, and it's probably because Ralph just, he's just so, I don't know, he's just, he might have taken it the wrong way. I don't know. He doesn't seem like a faithful man to me. So that kind of bothered me that she did that. But no matter who it is for me, I don't need you to talk to or touch my man if you need to talk to him if you're not family. Also, Ralph is the last person to get marital advice from. I mean, has she not sat down with Drew? Has she not seen their relationship? That is not a strong relationship or a relationship that you would want. So why are you getting any type of advice from him? Ralph said he and Drew are busy doing what? Bless his heart. Sonya caught the shade and clapped back with, "Oh, y'all are busy." Marlo says something to Candy, and Candy says, "Oh, now you want to talk to me." They decide to talk after Drew's events so that they don't disrupt everything, and they recognize the biggest losers of the program. Then Todd gets a call, and he and Candy rush out. So let's take a second here. How do you feel about women speaking to the spouse of their friend? Like when Sonya pulled Ralph to him, I'm sorry, when Sonya pulled Ralph to talk to him one-on-one. This happens on the shows a lot. Does it in the real world? I don't know that it's appropriate for my friend to reach out to my husband about anything. You talk to me about it, maybe I will get his perspective, but I don't think I can't see myself going to bypassing my friend and going to her spouse. I don't feel like that's appropriate. Is that just a me thing, or is this happens on the shows a lot on all of these franchises? Do we agree with that or not? Is it just me? I can't see it happening. I would not be okay with it. All right, we come back from the commercial break, and Todd tells Candy that someone jumped their gate and is on their property. They're concerned about the safety of the kids, and they leave the Dropping with Drew gym. Now we are working out with some guy at the gym. Marlo is not working out, of course, and she says that she gets lipo like Drew, and that was hilarious. Sheree says that she looks like a busted can of biscuits because she doesn't work out well. Kenya comes uber late in a cute pink workout outfit that I love. I need to know what that is. It was so bright and pretty, especially on her pretty dark skin. Then we meet Jackie, Drew's partner, and the girls are grilling Jackie because they don't believe Drew is really a part of this or that it's even her business. So they discover that Drew is the face and not the owner of the business. Kenya asked about how Drew was involved, and Jackie seemed to have her back. So everything that Kenya was asking, Jackie would almost look over at Drew, and Drew would start talking. And Kenya was like, "Stop, you stop answering her. I'm asking Jackie." So they were really trying to get to the bottom of it, and I think they pretty much got it figured out that she's using Drew, not using in a bad way, but Drew is the face to probably build the Atlanta audience. So then, the girls are talking about the candy issue of the friendship, and Marlo gets into it with Kenya again. I feel like Marlo is just playing victim, unless I'm missing something. I feel like I'm on Kenya's side. Marlo does what she does. She low blows when she doesn't have much to say, and she can get really, really mean. And gosh, Kenya is handling it very, very well. She's clapping back, but she's being so mature this season, and she's not getting too ugly. But Marlo is. She is going low blow, talking about her fake butt and things about Mark, and just being mean and mean spirited. Also, in this scene, Marlo starts to get in Kenya's face, and Kenya is not having it. She's like, "Get out my face, get out my face." And Marlo keeps going and keeps egging it on. And boy, when things come back around to get you, because do you recall the reunion where Kenya had something, I think it was a wand or something in her hand, and she was putting it in Portia's face, and Portia got upset? She's pretty much the same thing is happening to her right now. So I find that pretty interesting, and I wonder if she put two and two together, that people don't like that. People don't like things in their face. It's a trigger, and things can happen when you get into somebody's personal space like that. So then we come back from commercial and we continue the fight between Marlo and Kenya. Marlo, sorry guys, that was my alarm. My alarm just came on. Marlo says Kenya is coming for her, but I don't see it. Unless it's the editing, I see Marlo is the one that is picking at everybody and starting fights here, starting fights there. Kenya says that she is a Barbie doll and she's perfect. I am here for that. To me, that was not a selfish comment or a big-headed comment. She is loving herself and I'm here for it. I am all about that body positivity, and she is beautiful. If nothing else, you got to give Kenya, she's a beautiful woman. Also, Kenya's car. What was that? Because it was nice. Yeah, it was white with the white leather seats, and I want one. I also find it interesting that Sheree is outside with Kenya and not inside with Marlo. I wonder if there's going to be anything with that. Marlo proceeds to say that she doesn't go after people's families, and then our wonderful producers or the people who edit, we see all of that footage with all of the mean things that Marlo has said, especially the one where she said something about how can anybody love Kenya because her own mother didn't. So Marlo, you're kind of full of it. I don't know. I want to like you. I was so happy when you got your peach and to know that you're going to be on the show. But I don't know how I feel. But with that being said, Marlo is doing her job. She's keeping the drama coming. She's keeping the one-liners coming. I mean, you know what? I guess I get it. I get it. I don't like how she's moving a lot of the time, but that's what it is on these shows. Now we're at Candy's talking to her nanny or her friend Katrina, who watches her kids when she's not around. And we're talking to her about the intruder. And what happened was, I'm not even sure if I spoke on that, but what happened was somebody had hopped the fence while Todd and Candy were at the Drop It With Drew gym. And there was an intruder who hopped the fence and was sitting on her porch waiting for her to come home, waiting for Candy to come home. So Katrina called the police, and there was some footage of the fella who jumped the fence, and this guy could not have been in his right mind. I don't believe that we saw his face, but we kind of saw his mannerisms, and he seemed like he was a little, I don't know, off a little bit. So basically, you see the video of him saying that he is Beyonce's family member and he's a songwriter, and that Candy told him to come to her house because he is the son of T.I. So this dude's cray, and I want to know what, if anything else, happened with him, because that's bizarre. So then we end with we're back at the gym, and Sonya is now apologizing to Drew. Of course, Drew accepts because that's just who she is. Bless her heart. She's just that sweet-natured person who just goes with the flow, which is why she is still with Ralph, which is why you could see a text message that is not okay, and Ralph tells you that it is okay, and you believe it. So, easy peasy, Sonya says that she's sorry, Drew accepts, and then Sonya proceeds to tell Drew about the baby issue with her and Ross, and Drew tells her that she has to do it because that's what her husband wants, and she wants to make him happy. But Sonya claps back and says, "But what about me and my happiness?" And that's it. That's the dilemma. Who wins? How do you move forward from this? And I loved that. And I loved that Sonya said that to Drew, like, "Well, what about me and what I want?" And you almost saw something kind of, flicker in Drew's eyes, like, oh, that is a thing. I never even think about me. But she still, continues on with, that's what your husband wants. That's what you should do. And Sonia is just beside herself. She can't believe it. At the same time as they're ending their conversation, you see Marlo and Sheree leaving the gym after just working out. Well, Sheree, not so much Marlo. And they're talking about what food they're gonna get at the barbecue place down the street. So those are my kind of girls. What kind of, they're talking about smoked chicken, and I'm like, what kind of food are we getting after we leave the gym? Love that. All right, next time on, Sheree is doing a PJ party sleepover. Lisa Wu makes an appearance. Is she back? Do y'all remember Lisa? She's old school, our Real Housewives of Atlanta as well. She is, I believe, the ex-wife of Keith Sweat. She was on maybe season one, two, or three. She had a kid with, gosh, what was his name? I can't even remember. But she had a little boy, I want to say, with some sports guy. Anyhow, I didn't get a good look at her face, but she looked like she had a little bit of work done. But of course, she looked good. So we'll see what that's going to be about, what that's going to bring. The next thing was breaking news that Tyrone from Sheree says that the TV show will cost him his freedom. I did pause and read what that headline was, and the headline was Real Housewives of Atlanta star Sheree Whitfield not on speaking terms with boyfriend Tyrone after alleged tiff over film crew. So I wonder what is that all about? I'm sure we're going to find out, but remember at the end of maybe not last episode, but this episode before that, when she was waiting for him in Philly, she waited for over 2 hours and then the film crew came and told her that he couldn't come because it was some type of violation with his parole. I could have some of that mixed up, but some of that might tie in here to see what happened. It looked like Sheree was doing some type of podcast or radio show, but I feel like the girl who was reading the headline was her daughter, Tierra, I think is her name. I wonder. So I'm excited to see what happens there. The next thing was some chick. I'm not sure who this person was. I don't know if I should know who she was, but she said that she ran a file in there. The person that she ran the file on has a lot of aliases. Who do we think that is? Out of all of the girls, maybe. I don't feel like it could be Drew because Drew is known in acting. Same with Kenya, as well as the Miss America thing. Definitely not Candy. Oh, Marlo. I wonder if it's Marlo. She does have the rap sheet that everybody's kind of bringing forward, which I don't care about her past, whatever, as long as she's not out killing or hurting people, whatever. I bet it's Marlo. I bet it's Marlo. The next thing is Drew says that someone looks like they had too many drinks. We see Kenya say something about being drunk and, doing her acting thing, falling on the floor. So we'll see what happens with that. And it ends with Marlo says she kicked the boys out. Now, why would she kick those boys out? Number one, they're young. And two, she seems to really love them and want to help them. So what could they have done or what changed? Interesting. Well, that is it for today. I know I don't have any intro music yet, but it is coming. This was fresh in my head and I wanted to get this out and talk about it. Please join me again tomorrow. I am going to be watching Seeking Sister Wife and one more show. Oh, Basketball Wives. So, give me a couple of days to watch that and get that out to you. I'm thinking I'm going to be doing this every probably a couple times a week to get started back up. Thanks for sticking with me. Follow me on social media. Say what she. If you have anything that you want to talk about, please do. DM me. Send me any type of messages. We can chat about all the everything. Yeah, I'm on social media. What else is there? Facebook. Join my group so we can talk about some of these things. Some of these questions that I have. I need feedback. I need to know, am I crazy? What do you do? What do you think? Let's have some conversations. All right, guys, thank you so much. Stick with me. We'll have some intro music soon. I just was excited to get back into this and get started with this Real Housewives of Atlanta. We will be chatting soon. Bye, friends.